Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word for us today is taken from the Gospel of Luke chapter 10. Returning to verse 5, Jesus is giving his followers a number of instructions as they are sent out. And one of those is in verse 5. Whatever house you enter, first say, peace be to this house. And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest upon him, but if not, it will return to you. This is God's word. Jesus sent people out with this message. The kingdom of God has come near you. Peace be to this house. Peace. Peace is a rare commodity. Would you agree? Those who struggle with illness or sickness, whether in themselves or in a loved one, find that peace is difficult to regain. Those who battle a troubled conscience may not know peace, just an anxiety of haunting memories. Godly parents observe events in the world today and hold their children a little tighter and worry about the future. Christians watch events in the church throughout the world and are troubled as so many stumble away from the truth. The list of woes only grows. And peace. Peace is hard to find. Nevertheless, our Lord's message still stands. As he called the 72 back then, Jesus still calls and sends people to proclaim peace to this house. For the kingdom of God has come near you. It seems like such a wholesome and healthy blessing that God wants to give. I mean, who would not want peace? And yet, we see countless examples in the world of those who prefer man-made conflict to God's peace. As you're aware, the declaration of peace in Jesus can even be met with a fight by some. And among believers in Jesus, it's not that we reject God's offer of peace, but that we sometimes want other things as much, if not more. Or we redefine peace as God making all my problems vanish. And we become disappointed with God when he doesn't fulfill that definition. And then we feel guilty because we're disappointed with God. Does any of this sound familiar? So what is this peace that the messengers of God are announcing? And how can somebody get it and keep it? Well, let's start here. This peace that Jesus is giving his followers to proclaim is news. It's news that an unholy trio of enemies has been defeated. It's news that a war is over. The first in that unholy trio to be defeated is sin. Recognize today, believer in Jesus, that sin has no power over you to make you an enemy of God. Christ has carried your sin to the cross, and there he paid your debt. If Christ has removed that sin from you, then that which causes war between you and God is gone. And if the strife is gone, then all that is left is peace. The second enemy to be defeated is death. And believer in Jesus, I proclaim to you, death has no more power over you. Oh yeah, it howls all the time that it is the proof that God hates you. It's the proof that God has got it out for you. Why else would he let you or anyone else come to that end? But Christ has shown death to be a liar. By Jesus' death, death has been conquered. That enemy has lost its sting and all of its power to intimidate, and thus you have an eternity of life and peace with God. So sin's defeated, death is defeated, that leaves us with the devil. And yes, we know that our Lord's heel was bruised as the nails were driven into him at the cross, but the devil's head was crushed in that same activity. And because the Lord dies for your sins and declares you righteous, the accuser has nothing left to accuse you of. There's no case. All of your sins are taken away. And once again, if all your sins are taken away, all that's left is peace with God. Christ has died, and Christ is risen, all that you might have peace. But hold firmly to the truth that this is a peace believed by faith, not felt in everyday circumstances. And that's so important. I'm going to say it again. This peace is a peace believed by faith, not felt in everyday circumstances. And that is so crucial for us to finally understand. And even I would go so far as to say we know deep down that it cannot depend on circumstances. Here's why. You can sit in the middle of the most beautiful scene, whether that's mountains for you, ocean, a beautiful river. You can look at all the most peaceful, amazing scenery and still be in total turmoil inside. That doesn't bring peace. But some of you know that the opposite is also true. You can be living a life in which everything seems to be falling apart one by one, or simultaneously, and yet there is a peace in your heart that you cannot explain. Well, you can have that peace when everything else is sinking, thanks to faith in Christ. And again, the key is, this is a peace believed by faith. It's not felt in how things are going today. You see, when Christ makes you his own by faith, his enemies are now your enemies. And though those enemies are defeated enemies, they're disgraced, they're subdued, they make a lot of noise as they shake their chains and as they howl, and they'll do their best to lob misery your way so that the last thing that you feel is a sense of peacefulness or tranquility. But despite all of the noise that they make and all the anguish that you feel inside, by faith, you know better. You are at peace with God. Why? Because the kingdom of God has come near to you. Jesus has brought it. You see, the kingdom of God is not out there somewhere. It's not a never-never land that we can only dream about. The kingdom of God comes near by Jesus' declaration. He says so. And we know and trust Jesus is not dead. He is risen. And if Jesus is risen and alive, he's not a lazy king. He's at work. He's doing things. He's bringing his kingdom to you through his gifts. And when Christ brings his kingdom to you, he brings peace to you. And that peace is all around us in everything that we say and that we do when we get together as we're doing today. How so? Well, here's a couple ways. The Lord Jesus brings his kingdom near in the waters of baptism. There he washes your sins away, makes you a child and an heir. He clothes you with himself. He gives you his own righteousness. And thanks be to God, I've recently been reminded that some of the first words that a pastor says to the newly baptized is, "Peace be with you." Why does the pastor say that? He says that because peace has come to that individual because Christ has come to that individual. And as we gather here today, Jesus is present in his word as it's preached, as it's read, as it's listened to, as we sing that word together. Therefore, we can say with the angels of Bethlehem, "Glory to God in the highest and peace to his people on earth." Peace is in everything that Jesus taught us to do. For example, the Lord's Prayer. We pray, "Thy kingdom come," trusting that our King will come here today to give us new life, to grant us peace. We rejoice in the words of the benediction, "The Lord look upon you with favor and grant you peace." Of course, the Lord is present in his Holy Supper, giving his people, us, his own body and blood for this very forgiveness. And it's because he is here that someone like a pastor can declare, "The peace of the Lord be with you always." Peace of the Lord. War is over. And because we come, we receive our body, the body and blood of our Savior in faith here at this altar, we can leave singing Simeon's song, "Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. Your word has been fulfilled to me." And again, I would say that this peace that I'm talking about, that Jesus gave his messengers to proclaim, is not just a sense of calm. It's not just a pause in anxiety. What is this peace? This peace is the awareness that you are fully loved by God in Jesus Christ. Period. Full stop, right now, from your head to your toes, inside and out. And that peace sits right next to every pain and sorrow that you experience. And that peace is so powerful, it will outlast every single one of those things until eventually, in the end, the only thing that will be left is the knowledge that you are loved and cherished by the God who made you and saved you. You can know that this is true today because you are forgiven of every sin in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.